No war and no worry. Rejoice and be glad in the Lord. The Lord fights for his people. In this passage, Joel chapter 3, we hear God summoning the enemies of his people to prepare for war. It is a great war. The army is pictured as nations, men of war, and also the weak. And there are multitudes, multitudes. After the war is over, the army is no longer there. They are strangers excluded from the holy city of God. Another description of the war is the farming and wine dressing implements which are forged into weapons of war. The picture portrayed here is that everybody has to go to war. Let me tell you a short illustration about a protest in Kenya, my country. In Kenya, people may protest against a government policy or high cost of living. They would throw stones at the police, burn tires on the road, and barricade roads. The police would fire ammunition or tear gas or both at the crowds. The crowd then will run away helpless. Then the president, Kibaki, would say, "There is nothing. Go back home. The government is taking care of you." But there is nothing the government would do, and things will be as normal. This is not so with God. It is surprising that God is summoning the enemies of his people to come to war in his holy city. The Lord is in control over history. God does allow his people to suffer, but in the face of suffering, there's joy for the believers. It is suffering with a purpose. Verse 10 says, the nations are to gather themselves there. That is on the offensive. And on the other hand, on the defensive, is the Lord's army. The venue is the valley of Jehoshaphat. The place is also called the valley of decision. Jehoshaphat was a king in Judah. The name Jehoshaphat means the judgment of Yahweh. It is Yahweh who will judge all people. The Lord is king over all nations. The judgment of the Lord will be complete, for their evil is great. Perhaps you want God to hasten with the judgment to come and clear evildoers. No, it is not your time. God is just when he punishes sinners, and he does so for his glory. It is God's alien work to punish man, his dear creature. This passage is clear, and we should proclaim it. Jesus gave his church the heavy weapon, even the word of truth. The word of God convicts sinners of unbelief. This is the weapon. It is God's weapon against sin and unbelief. The same word also encourages us to witness to Christ our Lord and Savior and to help us in our Christian life. Christ will return when the wrath of evildoers will be full and ready for judgment. The gospel has two results: faith, which leads to salvation, or rejection, which leads to unbelief and judgment. Jesus takes care. He does not want us to be caught unaware. God, even our Lord Jesus Christ, has given us a sign to learn the times. On the day of judgment, the sun and the moon will be darkened. That it is a visible sign, this shows that it is a reality. This sign is given for our benefit in order to encourage us in our calling as Christians. Here we have both the spoken word and the visible world. We have peace and joy of heaven here and future. God's justice is directed against evildoers, but for the believers, he is a stronghold. Jesus dwells in Zion, even in his church. Therefore, we are safe in the Lord we are safe in Jesus. Believers are safe in Jesus and in his kingdom. What a comfort that we have. The fact that Jesus dwells in Zion, his church, is a reality here and now. He dwells in his church through the Holy Spirit, who works through the means, even the word and the sacraments. In the heavenly Zion, our hope, strangers shall never again pass through it. On that day, everything will be perfect. Now the church is experiencing persecution in many ways. People deny God, their maker. They deny Jesus, the Savior, but turn themselves into idols. There is persecution and utter rejection of the Holy Gospel by the unbelieving world. But just keep calm. Evildoers will have no place in the holy city of God, the perfect Judah. Sinners will be excluded, and God's people will be vindicated. There will not be enemies of God's people anymore. Heaven is the land of believers, the saved ones by the blood of Jesus. The righteous will be rewarded, and they will dwell with God in his holy city in heaven forever. At the cross of Calvary, Christ won a great battle over sin and the devil. God made a wonderful decision. On Christ's merit, the sinner is forgiven. Peace and salvation is here. In Christ, we have blessing upon blessing. We have the noble gift to cherish and share the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus gave his church the means of grace to nourish her and to preserve her until eternal life. Let the word of God continue to flow in our lives through life and witness, the waters of baptism as a living testimony of forgiveness of sins, and the sacrament of the Holy Communion to be a witness to Christ's death and his presence in his church. In the name of Jesus, the victor. Amen.